Did you know the average number of people who apply for any given job is 118? Only 20% of those applicants get an interview because many companies use software to screen out applicants before anyone ever sees your resume. Simply uploading your resume won't get you a job. You need an advocate. Express Employment Professionals is the local resource to help you land a new job. Express has more than 18,000 jobs available weekly. When you interview at Express, they'll assess your skills, they'll connect you with available jobs, and they'll team up with you in your job search. Express has jobs in manufacturing, accounting, distribution, information technology. Tired of applying and never hearing back? Visit your locally owned Express office today. Speak with professionals connected to available jobs in your community. Express never charges the job seeker to find employment. Visit expresspros.com. Expresspros.com. Apply online. Expresspros.com or visit an office near you today.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday's show. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Man, how's everybody doing? Amy, you good?
Great.
Lunchbox?
Looking good. That's half the battle.
Is it?
That is.
Did your wife still find you super hot? Does she tell you, Lunchbox, that you're hot?
She tells me, oh, you look so good sometimes. Like, oh, you look good today. Yeah, but not every day. She's not like, oh my gosh, you're drop dead gorgeous today. But I know she's thinking it when she sees me.
Do you think that she thinks you're a really great looking guy?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think when I come home, like, from my soccer game and I'm in my, you know, shin guards and I got my jersey and I'm sweaty and kind of, you know, maybe got some dirt on it from getting knocked down, she's like, man, that's pretty rugged and tough.
You think when you come in from playing co-ed rec soccer, that's when she's into it?
Yeah, I think she's into it then because she's like, man, I look good.
So, okay, this is a question. When your significant other's doing what, you're kind of like, all right. Amy, we know when he wears his uniform.
Well, yeah, but he's been out of the Air Force for a while, so he doesn't do that anymore.
Oh, you're not, but he didn't put it on anymore? Are you sad?
No, but I did used to like it when he came home from work in his flight suit. It was pretty awesome because it was every day. You know?
No, I don't, but...
But now it's more like, you know, when he mows the yard.
Okay. Okay, Eddie?
Man, let me tell you, when my wife gets back from running errands in her yoga pants, I'm like, what up? Man, she looks so good in those yoga pants. And it's just everyday wear, you know, she's got those that long sleeve tank top. Like the long, I guess, goes over her butt a little bit, but man, she's got those yoga pants. I like it.
Amy, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have used that tone. I just am jealous that your husband gets to wear a flight suit. Sorry.
Okay. No problem.
You forgive me?
I do.
Okay. Mine's probably when... Like, when my girlfriend's, like, has a guitar on in front of thousands of people playing songs?
Well, yeah.
That's pretty dominating.
Yeah.
She's a rock star, dude.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Like, I'm not going to lie. When she's up there just shredding away, and everybody's just like, wow, that's pretty cool. Lunchbox, what about you on the flip side?
Probably when we're making out. Like,
what? Okay.
Wait, the flip side means, like, what about your wife are you attracted to?
Oh, I thought you meant like, when do I think she's got... I mean, I'm like, yeah, we're making out.
Like, what does she wear? Follow
the
theme.
I mean, it counts if that's what you like, think, right?
That's when I...
You think she looks the best when she's making out.
Your eyes open when you're making out with her?
Oh, sometimes. I'll check to see if she's checking.
All right.
Wow.
I'm out.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things. It's ICU.
Close to 150 dogs were rescued by the National Humane Society from South Korea because they had this big slaughterhouse and they used the meat for food. The rescue dogs were like, you know, rough, rough, rough.
No.
And they flew in and said, hey, we'll buy all the dogs because someone paid for it and got them all out of there and shipped them all back. Now they're in Wisconsin. They're caring for the dogs.
Boom.
Crazy, right? Crazy how culture is different.
It, totally.
Like,
crazy.
I wonder if they would do that to cows.
Right.
Like, India. They're like, we just sent a rescue group to save all the cows that Americans need for hamburgers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love dogs, so I see this and I go, wow. But I ate a cow.
Yeah.
Is there a little hypocrisy there? Maybe.
we've domesticated here. Like, I don't know. Do they even have them as pets over there at all? Because then that would be what makes it
Well,
weird.
Listen, I have some friends who grew up on farms and they had pigs as pets.
I know.
Until they didn't.
Golly.
Oh,
you
know what I mean?
Yeah. Until breakfast the next day.
Yeah. Not the next day, but yeah. But to the Humane Society and the person who donated to go save the dogs, I love dogs. So for me, I see you guys.
I see you.
A newspaper. Now, this is an Ireland-based newspaper, but you know how we in America are like, oh, we can never eat frog legs, or we can never eat random animals?
Sure.
They did that about American food.
What?
Because they don't understand the things that we eat, the same way we don't understand things other people eat.
I'd like to hear what they have to say.
Yeah, like what? Yeah,
number one.
So crazy.
Pumpkin pie.
Yum.
Delicious.
Ugh. In Ireland, pumpkins are purely aesthetic. Like, they don't eat pumpkins, so that's weird to them.
Okay.
Now, again, this is that we also have things that we think are weird to eat.
Yeah. Like cricket tacos.
Pastrami sandwiches. Too much meat for one sandwich. Sloppy Joe. So, like, we don't even know what Sloppy Joe is. You know, neither do we in America, as a matter of fact, to be honest with you. We don't care.
Yeah.
As a kid, Mamwich was one of the food groups.
Yeah.
Spreadable and spray cheese. Because they don't understand what kind of sandwich requires spreadable cheese.
Okay.
I'm not big into the spray cheese either.
You mean like in a can, like Cheese Whiz?
It's easy and it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I always feel like there's some kind of chemical. I don't know.
Yes, there's not some kind. There is.
Okay, I don't know for sure. Tater tots.
Oh.
They don't eat tater tots.
Okay.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Mm.
And then finally, deep dish pizza, because they don't understand why the ingredients are upside down.
What?
They also mentioned root beer because it tastes like cough medicine. So that's American stuff that they don't get.
Hmm. Interesting.
Now, before you hate on them, realize we don't get all their stuff either.
Yeah. Like,
for good reason.
Ireland.
Yeah, they have some weird stuff.
Yeah. We're right and they're wrong?
Yeah.
I'm down with that. Yeah. This is the Bobby Show. All right, time for your Wednesday good news. We all tell you something good in a segment we call Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
All right, I'm going to go. Randy Garman had the scare of his life. He went in to pick up a to-go order. He was like, okay, got to get some food. He came out. His car was stolen. Now you're like, oh man. His dog was in the car.
Oh, no.
That's the worst part.
He called 911. It's like, I lost my car. I lost my dog. They found his car in a parking lot. The dog was in the car alive.
Oh, thank goodness.
How about that? That's crazy. Really, I worry more about the dog than the car in that situation.
Me too. And then the car being left somewhere and it's still hot out, the dog could be, you know?
Crazy.
Oh, thank goodness.
You're up.
So Glenda Dixon, she had several problems. She was homeless, living in her car, which her car broke down. And because of it, she wasn't going to make it to her job interview. Well, this guy, Andy Moore, saw her, you know, stranded on the side of the road. And his father was a fireman. And he taught him, if you see a car stranded on the side of the road, you pull over if you can help. Well, not only did he help her, like, get her car fixed completely because he found out she was homeless and living in it, but then he gave her a place to live. He had a vacant apartment.
Wow.
No charge until she can get back on her feet, get the job, start paying for things. But, like, pretty cool.
Lunchbox.
There's this 18-year-old girl. She's about to start college. She's really nervous about her first day, but she's excited to share college with her 82-year-old grandpa. He dropped out in the 50s, and since she's going to college, he decided he's going to go back and get his degree.
That's awesome.
They're doing it together?
Yep.
That's awesome. Dang, that's Tell Me Something Good.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
Our audio producer, Raymond, he sits in a glass room just so you can know how we see each other. There's a big glass wall between us, and we only see each other. So we have all these hand gestures, and he cuts up all the audio that you hear. And he always has some funny stories because Ray goes out, he lives life. Well, we all agree Raymond lives life.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He is the party king of the show.
Okay.
Still, like, he's party boy 2017, right? But he goes out and he gets in an Uber, and I guess the guy's playing weird music the whole time.
Oh, it was probably the most bizarre Uber ride I've ever had.
So he records the guy's radio as he's sitting in the back seat.
What is this trumpet song?
He asked him, what's it?
Did he know?
No, trumpet.
I wonder what the rule is of being an Uber driver. I would think if you want high ratings, you probably just put it on either the pop or the new country station. Like, you try to put it on the thing that most people will like.
Right.
Or like the Bob or Tom FM or whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that this would not be popular amongst most riders.
It's sort of somber.
What is this trumpet song?
No, trumpet.
What was the answer, do you know?
He said it was some other. It wasn't trumpet. It was something. I don't know.
Yeah, we heard that part. But
thanks for breaking that down for us.
I would think on your own time, before you pick someone up, you listen to your favorite. But then whenever somebody gets in, you're like, I'll probably play Blake Shelton and play some Sun Beach or something. You know what I mean? Did you give him 5 stars?
I gave him 5 stars. No tip. The music was just a little awkward, and he didn't do good on my directions. I was telling him like a back alleyway to go, and he just would go according to his GPS. And I'm like, if I have better directions for you than your GPS, you should follow me.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's usually my rule. I mean, that's when I'll tip. And yeah. Also tip if they have waters, if there's maybe some candies in the back. It was a pretty quick ride. I totally get that. But if they want the tip now that Uber's added the $1 tip thing, you probably should do some extra stuff, not just play random music and then not be that accommodating.
So no candy, no water, and extra trumpet equals no tip. True?
True.
And you had a question for him. Here we go.
What is this trumpet song?
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Alberta, Canada. There's this man that loves collecting cars, working on them, restoring them, and he has like $3 million worth of antique cars in his barn. Only problem is he didn't have insurance.
I saw this.
Didn't have insurance. There was a fire in the barn. All the cars burned.
I know.
Gone.
Right?
He said 40 years of work down the drain. Oh,
no insurance. That, I mean, how do you have that much of something and not protect it? And if you don't have enough money to protect it, then sell one of the little pieces to protect the rest of it, right? Isn't that just logic? But that wouldn't be a bonehead, I guess, if you're logical.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Yeah, that one hurt to see a little bit. Man.
Come on, y'all. Bobby Bones.
Show.
Yeah. We like to play a game called Easy Trivia. We're going to play easy music trivia.
Oh, dear.
So I'll ask you an easy music trivia question. Amy, Lunchbox, answer the question.
Okay.
All right.
What's been the number one best-selling country album this year so far?
Oh, that's easy.
Easy music trivia. The number one best-selling country album this year.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
Need the name of the album, Amy?
The name of the album.
Go ahead. What's
it's a good song. I did song.
That's not the question.
Shoot, I did Body Like a Back Road.
Lunchbox?
The name of the album is Body Like a Back Road.
Oh, we did the same thing.
It's Chris Stapleton from A Room.
Oh! Wrong artist.
Wrong song.
Could you imagine if Chris Stapleton sang Body Like a Back Road?
He'd probably crush it.
Oh, I know. It'd be amazing. Just be a little bit different.
Hips like honey.
Took me 6 weeks.
Like 6 weeks.
With a braids and a hair.
Like galaxy.
Man, you sound like Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah, what are you doing?
That's why Chris Pavarotti.
Amy's riffing with us.
I can riff.
I know.
Okay.
All right.
All right, go.
What's the best-selling country band of all time?
I'm in.
Easy music trivia. The best-selling country band of all time.
I'm in for the win.
Okay.
A Zach Brown Band?
Lunchbox?
I'm a boys from ZBB.
Alabama.
It's 40, only a matter of time.
46.5 million U.S. units sold.
Is it because they're older?
They've definitely had more time to sell, yeah. But that's okay. The answer. Most of all times mean because they're older.
Yeah.
I know, I guess we should.
Rarely are the all-timers like 19.
Hey, some of these people, I don't know.
Huh? Number 8. An axe is also known as what instrument?
Oh, come on.
Easy music
come
trivia.
On.
An axe is known
I've
as...
I've been dominating this trivia. I'm in for the win.
You have zero right.
An
and
axe.
So does Amy. An Amy axe. Has zero right.
Go ahead, an axe.
Okay.
An axe.
Electric guitar.
Lunchbox.
It's a guitar.
I'll accept both those answers.
Oh,
that is
thanks.
Correct. All right. Easy. We have 2 more questions.
Give me my axe.
It's a tie. How about... Who's the lead singer of Queen? Who was the lead singer of Queen?
Oh, that's easy.
Like, the original.
Good technicality there.
Yeah. Thank you, because I was confused.
Dang it. I think the person's living or this.
Who was the lead singer of Queen? Easy music trivia.
I'm in for the win.
Man, I'm going to get so much hate for this if this is wrong.
Amy?
It's just, Boy George.
What on earth? Wow.
Is he still alive?
What in the world did you come up with that?
Yeah, you might get a little hate on that one.
I mean, that's why I'm glad you clarified who was.
Yeah.
Because Freddie Mercury.
Oh, that's it. That's
wait. Wait, wait. Time to say it again.
Freddie Mercury.
What?
Freddie Mercury.
Oh, yeah.
That's
what I said.
Oh, okay.
Boy George was Culture Club, and then Boy George.
Thank you. I knew he was in a band.
I knew he had died. That's why when you were like, oh, man.
But did Boy George die?
No, he's still alive.
Okay, that's
he's still kicking it. Still
yeah, he is. He looks nothing like he used to.
That's why much of me felt so wrong about that answer.
Okay. Lifebox at 1-0. I give you one final question.
Yeah.
Easy music trivia. Who's the best-selling musical duo of all time?
Duo!
Okay.
Who knows a lot of duo?
Country?
No, all time. All duos.
Duo.
All time. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know that.
All time. So it's not Dan and Shay, okay?
That all time. Exactly.
I'm in. I'm going to go a little more.
I'm in for the win.
It's not Megan and Liz.
Oh, wait. I think I know who it is. Can I change?
You can.
No.
No. Someone just hit me like,
what do you have written down?
I got Simon and Garfunkel.
That's a pretty good guess. That's a really good guess.
That's all I got.
What would you have said, though?
I would have said Marie and Danny Osmond.
Oh, would you like to change your answer?
No, I was doing Simon and Garfunkel. And they popped in my head last minute. They popped in my head because they're really popular.
I don't have either of those.
Good.
Oh.
Because he's wrong on both of them. But the fact you went to, first of all, the Osmonds would have been a thing of the family. Whatever. No, you're wrong. Amy, go ahead.
I'm going to go with my good friends, Hall and Oates.
Wow! And you're going
to that's all right.
All right, tiebreaker. Tiebreaker!
I want a dramatic. Play for the dramatic.
Let's see who gets the closest. Closest wins.
Okay.
How many members are in the Zac Brown Band?
I'm in.
How many members? How many? You heard the question.
He acts dumb.
Excuse me?
Oh.
Say it again.
Well, I'm in for the win.
All right. Amy, what do you have?
7.
Lunchbox, what do you have?
Sorry. It's 7.
Oh, it's 8. You tied. Okay, how about this one?
Yeah, Amy, good job.
Yeah.
No, you didn't get it right.
We
speed
lost.
Round.
Oh, speed. That means
so
yell.
Yes. Yell your name or the answer.
Yeah, yell your name.
Okay.
What country singer had the nickname The Man in Black?
Amy.
Lunchbox.
Garth Brooks?
No.
No, Lunchbox.
Oh, I know.
Oh, come on, boys.
I know.
Oh, Johnny Cash. Yeah. I've been
what's wrong with you?
I'm being everywhere, man. That's what's wrong with me. I'm the band of black.
He is wearing black today.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it.
Right? I mean, Brooks. What Garth has probably worn black before.
Yeah. All right, Lunchbox, congratulations. All right.
The Bobby Bones Show.
We have our crew here. We have like the four main people. It's Amy, myself, Lunchbox, Eddie. But also sitting at the table is our new girl who does digital. And right now, she doesn't really have a name. She's just Morgan number 2. But did you know she's a vegetarian?
What? I didn't. Why haven't you told me that?
I don't know. I've been vegetarian since I'm 8, so it's just kind of normal.
8 years old.
Wow.
I feel like we've been talking recipes and food so much, like, amongst each other. I feel like I would know that about you.
As a kid at 8.
Yeah, why at 8 did you decide that?
I was eating a hamburger, like, from a fast food place, and my sister told me where it came from, so I, like, threw it out the window and was declared I didn't want to eat meat anymore.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that tough as a kid, though, to be in, like, 4th grade, 5th grade and not eat meat?
Yeah, it was, but I really loved animals. I, like, didn't know any better. I was like, that's gross. I don't want to eat an animal.
So you haven't had meat at all?
No, like, I've tried to eat chicken again, but it just doesn't work. Never had a
Interesting.
Steak.
Interesting.
But you eat, like, crap, though, still.
Yeah.
So it's not that you're like, Amy, you just eat greens and you're like, oh, give me some leaves.
No. I go to a restaurant and I eat like all the appetizers. Like I eat a lot of fried food.
And like mac and cheese.
Yes, mac and cheese, grilled cheese, cheese pizza.
Oh my gosh.
A lot of cheese.
And you're not vegan, obviously, because that's milk from a cow.
No, I don't think I could do without cheese.
But yeah, she's vegetarian since 8 years old.
Wow.
Since 8 years old thing is crazy.
And you've stuck with it. I mean, you straight up threw the hamburger out the window and you're like, okay.
That's quite the commitment at 8. Yeah. Anyway, we still don't have a name for her. Do you guys call her?
Morgan.
She's in my phone as Morgan number 2.
She's in my phone as Digital Morgan. So I always will type, because we have our Morgan is our main producer. And then we have another Morgan now. And so now it's like, I don't know.
Do we do like vegetarian? Confusing.
Oh, veggie girl.
Oh. Veggie.
What's going to happen is something organically is going to come up. We can't assign her a name.
Okay. So
yeah,
for now,
I just call her
Morgan
hey.
Number 2.
Yeah, you don't call her a name?
No. Hey.
Why? Because she's a girl?
No. What does that do with her being a girl?
Just asking.
Why? Because
she's new and she hates everybody.
No, because you said don't call her Morgan, so I have to call her something, so hey.
I never said don't call her Morgan. I just called her Morgan a second ago.
Yeah. There he goes, making stuff
I know.
Up again.
This dude, fake news!
Fake news!
Fake news! That's
fake,
you all faker. The time. Fake news.
Fake, hashtag fake news.
Fake co-host. It's the Bobby Bones Show. Casey in Georgia.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. What's happening?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Casey!
I called to tell you guys a little story.
All right. Gather around it. Gather around the radio,
all right,
everybody.
All right.
Gather around the radio. It is story time from Casey in Georgia. Casey, go ahead.
A couple of months ago, I guess it was around May, I was actually on my way to a job interview, and somebody else called in. They were going to a job interview, and you, like, played Seven Nation Army. And it got me like all pumped. I was so excited. Like I don't think you guys realize little things you do like make a difference for more than one person. And I actually got the job and I start this week because it's pre-planning. We're going back to school and I'm so happy. And I wanted you guys to know that that meant a lot. That little Seven Nation Army song got me ready to go. So I really appreciate you guys. And I was so sad I could not call in yesterday.
Well, let me rewind for a second. It's always interesting when someone else, because I mean, obviously I wasn't talking to you, but you were doing exactly what the caller was doing, was going for a job interview. And I always say that song to me, it can be any song, but that song to me, to be in a headspace to where you need to be quick and not nervous. You have to pull your heart rate down. And that song to me, that Seven Nation Army, is the song that I go to. But I also say things like when you go into an interview, if you can put that interview on their heels by asking them questions, like you can get the advantage. Like, did you do things like that? I always wonder if things I say like matter, like resonate, if they work.
I actually did because he started to lead the interview and then he started talking about different things that I could be doing. I was like, Bobby said ask questions. Ask questions, Casey. And I did. I did ask questions.
I love it that you refer to yourself as your third person. Like, you're like, Casey, you ask questions.
She had to talk with herself.
I liked it.
I talk to myself. All good teachers talk to themselves.
All seriousness, congratulations. I'm really happy for you. And I'm going to be honest with you, that makes me feel cool that you were able to take something from the show, not just that, something I said, but maybe it's something Amy or Lunchbox says, and that it could positively affect your life, because that's what we try to do on the show, and I appreciate you sharing that with us.
I appreciate you.
Dang, she came with it already. I appreciate you.
Have a great day, guys.
Have a great day, too. Good luck with the job.
Thank you.
Bye, Casey. How about that? That's cool. This is the Bobby Bones Show. Recommend a TV show right now.
Younger.
Oh, yeah, you're into that, huh? It's on TV Land.
Totally into it. It is on TV Land. I personally watch it on Hulu. But I binge-watched season 1 and 2 and what has been up of season 3, and now I'm caught up, so I have to wait for the week-to-week release.
It's where a
Hillary
woman,
Duff is in it.
She's in her 40s, and she's acting like she's in her 20s.
Yeah, because she can't get a job in her 40s, so if she presents herself as younger and hipper and cooler, suddenly she gets a job.
And Hillary Duff's her friend, her cool friend.
And
that's funny.
They're coworkers, and it's good. Me and a couple of my girlfriends were totally into it.
Who do you identify more with, the older or the younger?
The older.
Yeah. Eddie was telling me about some show called Abstract.
Yeah.
On Netflix.
Yeah, I saw it on Netflix, and I've seen it for a while, but it's about these creatives, designers in the world. Like, the guy that creates most Nike shoes in the Air Jordan, he's one of them. A guy that creates all the covers for the New Yorker.
So it's kind of like a docuseries.
Yeah. And, man, it inspired me. I'm not a painter or anything, but I want to paint now. Like, it's so cool. Really? And just the way they think is amazing.
I've been watching this new show called Game of Thrones.
Oh, man, I heard that's
breaking
that
about.
Tell
yeah.
us about it.
It's new, too new. I don't feel comfortable
when,
recommending
where
it.
Where do you watch that?
Yeah, no, it's just my friends put it on in front of my living room. They come and react it out.
Oh, that's cool.
What about your recommended show?
Yeah, I'm into Veep.
It's so good.
It is hysterical.
HBO?
Yes. My wife loves it. I love it. We sit there and we just laugh and laugh and laugh. So good.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones Show.
The Morning Corny.
What do you get when you throw a lot of books into the ocean?
What do you get when you throw a lot of books into the ocean?
A tidal wave.
That was the Morning Corny.
The Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Amy's husband's birthday is coming up. Big 40.
Yeah, turned 40.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
I didn't realize he was 40.
Yeah. Midlife crisis or no?
No, he hasn't shown any signs of midlife crisis, but he has started making comments about his 40-year-old body and, like, that he feels like it's in pretty good shape for being almost 40. Like, you know? And he's, like, looking for that affirmation from me, too, that, like, I agree, like, hey, like, yeah, for 40, you do look good. And I'll be like, yeah, yeah, you do. And he's like, so just for 40, I look good, or I look good.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, no, you look good. And he's like, because I'm pretty sure, like, he was saying this as he just got home from the gym. He's like, pretty sure my almost 40-year-old self could totally, like, beat up my 30-year-old self. Like, if they were to get in a fight, he's like, I'm way more, I guess he feels stronger and, like, more in shape than he was at 30. But then he really starts digging deep, and he's like, but, man, there's no way I could beat up my 20-year-old self. Because he's like, I was in legit shape then. I'm like, well, you were at the Air Force Academy. Like, you had to work out every day. Like, you played football. Like, it was a different time, you know?
It's a thing, huh?
It's like a thing. Like, I was having to tell him, like, it's okay you couldn't beat up your 20-year-old self. It's fine. Like, you're in really good shape right now. And he's like, but just in life or for 40? I'm like, in life!
That's kind of a midlife crisis.
Yeah, I mean, but he's not, like, going out and buying crazy things or, like, doing anything. But he just is making weird comments to where I'm like, oh, my gosh, you look great. You sound like a girl. But then totally the guy version, because it's not like, oh, do these jeans look as good as they did when I was 30? It's like, could I have beat myself up when I was 30? You know, like, it's just weird.
Do you feel like you are better now than you were 10 years ago? Lunchbox.
No.
You don't?
No, it hurts. Like, I mean, I'm with Amy's husband. I sit there and
no,
I'm
but
like,
he
man.
Does think he's better.
Yeah, he thinks he's better.
Yeah,
than
he's
10
like,
years ago.
I could beat up my 30 year old self.
Do you think you're better looking physically than 10 years ago?
Oh. Yeah, I look pretty good. I mean, I'm a pretty good looking dude, and I think I've aged really well. So I would say I'm good looking, but my body is not the same. Like, I can't, like, I hurt more. When I sit down, I get tight, but I look pretty darn good.
Eddie, our
no,
video producer?
No. No. I had more hair when I was 30.
Yeah.
I was definitely stronger when I was 30. I could kick my butt. My 30-year-old self could just knock me out in one punch right now.
What about me? Do you feel like I'm better now or when I was 30?
Now.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I just take care of myself better.
Yeah. And that's the same thing with my husband. We take better care of ourselves.
You have better hair now. Your 30-year-old hair was out of control.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, but it was in then. Like, but then we thought it was so awesome.
The big poof was never in.
Yeah, well, dude, that big curly hair was amazing.
That mop top was not in.
Yeah. Oh, you be quiet. Nothing you guys ever.
Yeah, your buzz cut now is still in.
Your buzz cut's been in since the 50s.
Not hating, just stating.
Yeah.
But, Bobby, I can say that about you, but how do you feel? Like,
I feel like I just take better care of myself. I don't know if I look better.
You do.
But thank you very much. But I feel like I take better care of myself. Tell your husband he looks great.
He does look great.
And we all agree he could beat himself up 10 years ago.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
Apparently in Lunchbox's neighborhood, there are two lemonade stands run by two different sets of kids.
Oh, it's a turf war.
Oh.
Like, I don't know what to do. I'm nervous for these kids because something's going to happen. They're on the same street, three houses down, opposite sides of the street.
And you think it's going to end up
bad. I mean, bad, 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 because one is going to see a line of customers and be like, I got to do something to sabotage them. Because one, it looks like it's a brother-sister, and the other one's just a girl. So I don't know. I don't know what to do. I'm worried about the safety of the neighborhood, the safety of the kids. Like,
which one do you go to?
Well, if I'm being honest, the guy with the two kids, brother and sister, they have a better product.
Oh, they do.
Oh,
they,
wow.
The brother sister have it tastes more like lemonade. The other one just kind of tastes like water.
But you've supported both.
I've supported both, but I've been to the brother sister more because they have a better product. But I just see that other little girl probably going to get mad and go over there in the middle of the night, trash their stand.
Oh, they leave up at night?
Yeah.
What's a good cup of lemonade cost nowadays?
50 cents.
For both of them?
Yeah. It's about the same. I think 50 cents for both both stands, if I remember correctly. Or maybe I tipped 25 cents at one stand.
Dang,
I don't know.
Kendall Jenner.
Yeah. I'm a nice guy like that. So, but they are out there working hard, and I think it's going to end badly. Someone's going to get mad. Someone's going to get their feelings hurt. I mean, can't they maybe combine businesses? Like,
oh, merger.
Yeah, you know, like merger. You have Taco Bell, KFC in the same building.
Ooh.
Like, why don't we just do one stand, and then they split the profits? I don't know. It's hard to watch. But at a young age, at least they're learning the art of competition.
Isn't it school time, though, just about? Like,
yeah, it's pretty much.
They're probably going to shut down anyway.
No, they're there on the weekends. Like, yeah. On a Saturday afternoon, you drive by, and there they are out there. Get your lemonade. Get your lemonade. But the one girl doesn't have anybody to help her, so she's just
Maybe
standing at
the table.
Maybe you
should go help her.
Good idea, Amy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not creepy.
In that, you're always looking for investments. Like,
how old are you? Seven? I'm Uncle Lunchbox. No,
let's change things up. Let's do snow cones with a diaper changing station.
I got a baby changing station in the house I've been waiting to use for years.
How much money you got?
She's like, I'm six.
Let us know how it goes. Maybe you should invest in one of them.
Yeah.
And that's your business. Shark Tank that.
I'll talk to them, see if they're interested.
But only talk to them if there's another adult around.
I'll see if they're ready to go brick and mortar.
Eddie got mad at his waiter. Have you guys heard this story yet?
No. Of course Eddie got mad at someone in the service industry.
Lunchbox, you would be too.
Okay, hold on. I forgot about the Lunchbox. Okay, so
you mean
like,
that Eddie is like...
Yeah, Eddie has no...
Chronically gets mad at... servers, yeah.
Customer service is important to me.
Eddie's our video producer. Been married for 11 years.
Yeah, 11 years.
Two kids.
Maybe 12.
Oh.
Gosh, I gotta figure that out.
What happened?
So we're just sitting down to eat. We sit down, the waiter comes up, and he looks right at my wife. He's like a Latin guy. You know, he's got an accent. Like,
aren't you a Latin guy?
Yeah, but I don't talk like the way he did. He talked like this.
Okay.
And he looks at my wife and goes, good evening, my love. And gives her the menu. Then he looks at all of us, me and my kids, and goes, good evening, guys. And I was like, what? Okay, no big deal. Whatever, right? Okay. We eat. Well, we're waiting for our food. Our food comes. She gets her chicken. It's in the shape of a heart. I'm not kidding.
Chicken breast can be, though.
Okay, yeah. So he split it perfectly where it looked like a heart, like this,
okay,
bones.
Okay.
And I'm like, and I finally tell my wife, I throw my fork up. That's it. What? Do you notice? Do you realize he's like, she's like, oh, totally. Is he totally hitting on me? I'm like, yes, he's hitting on you. He called you my love. He gives you the chicken in the shape of a heart.
What?
You realize he just wants a tip.
Yeah, that's all he's doing.
Yeah, but
you want a tip? Don't hit on my wife.
Yeah.
I'm paying, obviously.
Is that what you wrote on your receipt?
No.
Tip.
Tip. Lay off my wife.
You're ridiculous.
You're ridiculous. Again, let me just play server's advocate.
Go ahead.
Okay, yeah.
As a server myself for many years, if a wife comes in with a husband and kids, I know she's off limits. So I'm going to play to her. That's who you play to.
You do?
Of course.
How about the kids? How about like, hey, little guys, what are you going to eat? Like, no, you go straight to the wife and be like, my love, nice shirt you have there. Like, get out of here.
Did he talk about her clothes?
No, he just said my love.
Okay, now you're adding to it.
Yes, of course, but he's probably adding to it anyway.
And now he's like Russian or something.
No, I'm not. I have a picture of the chicken.
If he dies, he dies.
If he dies, he dies.
No, he's Rocky IV.
And he's not the cook, he's the server. Like, maybe the cook is into her.
You don't think he went to the cook and be like, can you make that in the shape of a heart?
No, Eddie.
For my love.
The server's got to play to somebody, and there's no risk. And flirting with a wife, with a husband, and two
there
kids.
There is risk if he flirts with you. There's risk. Not with her.
Okay.
Lunchbox.
And you got to be like, yeah, and she's coming home with me.
Yeah.
What up? She's coming home with daddy. You got to be proud of that. My wife is hot. People are, even if he is into her, who cares? Be like, I'm glad he recognized she's a hottie. Extra tip.
I wouldn't say it in Lunchbox's words like hottie and daddy, but he is on to something.
Honey and
it should make you feel as the husband, like, oh wow, my wife.
Why are you
wife
so threatened
good
by service industry people all the time?
It's not service.
Like customer service, you're always like.
You
angry
want
with
good
them
service, you have to complain sometimes.
Did you complain?
Nope.
How much did you tip him? What percentage?
Normal 20%.
Oh, okay.
No way.
I did. I sure did.
I'm saying no way. That's normal for you.
Oh, 20%.
Yeah. Get your bones on, Bobby Bones Show. Hey, let me tell you about checks you got for $30,000.
What?
$30,000.
It was sent to her husband, but what's his and yours?
Yeah, I know. And it was in one of those checks. Do you know, like, when you get your check and you have to fold it on the dotted lines and then rip it apart and open up, just like a legit check that you would get? So I ripped off one side, and then I was like, oh, this is for my husband. So then I was able to just, like, you know, press it together where I could peek in and see what it was, and all I saw was 30,000.
Dang,
I was like, we're about to get paid.
Come to mommy.
Yeah,
mommy,
I don't know what this is for. So I'm like, I don't know, refund, something we sold. I don't know. What is this? So I'm like, text my husband. I'm like, left you a little treat for when you get home, you know? Huh? Don't do that to your husband because he's going to think it's something else because he did.
Like naked stuff?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, what are you thinking?
I don't know. I think he thought like I was going to be on the counter when he got home.
Yeah.
I mean, I was still on the $30,000. Let me be honest, though.
Like, yeah, that's my point. Okay, but I was like, but even better, I left him a $30,000 check. So then he gets home and he opens up and he's like, what'd you leave on the counter? I don't get it. I'm like, the check. You didn't see the check? He's like, yeah, I saw the check. He's like, that's one of those VA loans where they try to send it out and it says like in really tiny print, but I hadn't opened it up all the way. It's like, this is not a check. But they try to tell you how much money they could give you in a veteran loan.
I hate
you know
those.
Yes.
Man.
And my husband being a vet, like he gets that stuff all the time and you can cash in on these VA loans. Anyway, we didn't really get $30,000, but I thought for, I don't know, a good 2 hours till he ruined my day.
Did you at least get naked on the counter?
Yeah.
I mean, after that disappointment, come on.
I know.
It's funny. Amy thought somehow they sold something. Then $30,000 appeared.
Well, so he sometimes doesn't clue me in on all his financial decisions to where, because he knows he's got more of the business side of it. And I just roll with it because, I mean, I'm like,
oh boy,
I trust him. Plus, he handles all the bills. Like, if I lived on my own, y'all, I don't think I would, like, I'd be delinquent. They'd be like, this bill is due. I'd be like, okay, I'll get to it tomorrow. Not because I don't want to pay and make it right with everybody. I just...
Because your heart's good.
It's just, that's not my place.
Yeah. Get your Bobby Bones on. All right, we're going to go on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, Amy Lunchbox, Eddie, Ray, Morgan. Everybody, nice job today. You did a wonderful job.
Thank you. Same to you, Bobby.
Yeah, you too, Bones.
I really enjoyed the show.
Thank you very much. BobbyBones.com, Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. We're out. See you. Bye, everybody. Bobby Bones.